We're talking wellness at Memorial Care Health System. It's time for Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell. Today's guest is Dr. Tam Lay, a board-certified general and colorectal surgeon at Orange Coast Memorial Medical Center. He is experienced in open, laparoscopic, and robotic-assisted surgery, and is also one of the first surgeons in Orange County to perform single-site cholecystectomy. Welcome, Dr. Lay.
Hello. Thank you. I appreciate being here.
It's very, very happy on our side to have you. You know, most of us still have our gallbladders, but what are some of the reasons that somebody would need to have their gallbladder removed? And is this a common procedure?
Yeah, typically a patient needs their gallbladder removed because of abdominal pain, either underneath the breastbone or underneath the ribcage on the right side, caused by gallstone. Gallstone can also cause infection of the gallbladder requiring removal. And uncommonly, gallbladder polyps, like abnormal growth in the gallbladder detected by ultrasound, will need removal to prevent gallbladder cancer.
Right.
And uncommonly, pain can also cause by non-functioning gallbladder requiring the removal. In the U.S., more than 500,000 patients require removal of the gallbladder every year.
So it is pretty common.
Yes, it's very common.
So then my next question would be to you, Doctor, how is cholecystectomy, removal of the gallbladder and stones, performed?
Yeah, typically nowadays it's removed by the laparoscopic method with the video camera. Called laparoscopic cholecystectomy. It's been performed in the last 20 years. Traditionally, open surgery is required. The large incision, like 8 to 11 inches incision underneath the right rib cage was done, but this caused a lot of pain. So with laparoscopy, it's less painful. Patient often go home the same day. Recently, in the last few years, robotic surgery has been very useful, and I believe has more benefit than laparoscopic cholecystectomy.
Are you talking now about single-site robotic cholecystectomy?
Yes. Even though you can use the robot to do gallbladder removal with multiple incisions, just like the laparoscopy, but for the robot, you can make just one incision at the umbilicus, about 2.5 centimeter incision, to remove the gallbladder instead of making 4 incisions in laparoscopic surgery.
So that is a huge, huge benefit. Are there other benefits a patient would derive from the single-site approach?
Yes, I believe besides the cosmetic benefit of one single incision at the umbilicus, because once it's healed, the scar is virtually invisible. The pain for the patient, I believe, is less than if you have to make 4 incisions in laparoscopic surgery.
Sure.
And the robotic system affords a lot better visualization for the surgeon. You have a three-dimensional image instead of two-dimensional image in laparoscopy, so the surgeon can see the anatomy while operating a lot clearer. My analogy is you can see the fish on the ground. You can dive in, like in snorkeling, you can see the fish a lot clearer, and that's the difference in image between the laparoscopy and robotic. You can see the anatomy much clearer. So I believe the surgery can be performed safer with less risk of injury to patients.
Yeah, what's better for the doctor is certainly always better for the patient.
Yes. Yeah, it's more comfortable, too. In robotic surgery, the surgeon actually sits down and operate rather than standing right at the bedside.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, let me also clarify that people think that when you do robotic surgery, the robot is on its own. But actually, the robot is just a sophisticated instrument that the surgeon control to operate to take care of the patient.
Right. So the robot itself is not holding the instruments.
It does hold instrument, but the surgeon control the robotic arms to move the instrument. The robot is not programmed to move by itself. The surgeon actually placed the instrument into the patient, held by the robot, and then the surgeon sit at the console to control the robot to move the instrument. The instrument is like a miniature arm that the surgeon can put inside the patient.
I would imagine it's, this is a strange word to use when it comes to surgery, but it's kind of fun, right?
Well, you know, it's actually for the surgeon, it's fun and it's a pleasure to perform for me, you know, the robotic surgery, because you can see things so clearly and your movement is a lot smoother. It's more ergonomic to control the robotic instrument than to control the laparoscopic instrument.
Wonderful. And then what are the benefits and the reasons for the removal of the gallbladder in the first place?
Typically, because patient has a lot of pain, abdominal pain brought on by eating, and it prevents complication of gallstones like infection. People can get quite ill from infection, like fever, abdominal pain, and affect other organs. And if the stone travel, it can cause pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, or if it obstructs the main bile duct, people can have jaundice, yellowing of the skin in the eye, and infection of the liver, which can be quite life-threatening. It's for patients who are affected by gallstones or gallbladder illness, it's a life-changing and saving procedure.
Awesome. Well, I'm assuming there are still a few risks for single-site robotic cholecystectomy. Maybe you could go over those for us.
It's typical like any surgery, but the risks are small. The risk of bleeding and infection associated with the surgery is very small, less than 1%. There's concern about hernia, like protrusion of tissue at the site, because the incision is 2.5 centimeter on an inch versus 1 centimeter and a few other 5 millimeter incision in laparoscopic surgery, but the incident of hernia is also very small. The main thing we're concerned about, just like in open or laparoscopic surgery, is injury to the common bile duct. The incident of injury to the common bile duct, the main duct from the liver down, going down to the small intestine, is very small. It's one in a few hundred thousand cases.
Wow. That's, well, that leads me to my next question. You'd have to be, you know, quite careful and concerned about what surgeon that you're looking for when dealing with such a sensitive surgery. So what should somebody research when looking for a surgeon to perform single-site cholecystectomy?
Yes, it's true with any new technique. There's a learning curve. So the surgeon typically has to be trained properly. Usually there's a training program requirement before the surgeon can perform robotic surgery. So patients should make sure that the surgeon is properly trained. And then after that is the experience. You need some time to perform the procedure under supervision and then have procedure to perfect your technique, so to speak. So typically it would take about 25 cases or 25 patient experience on your own before I think that the surgeon will feel comfortable that goes with me and other surgeons who perform robotic surgery.
How many have you performed yourself, single sites?
I have done robotic surgeries since 2011. And I've done more than 100 cases now.
Wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on your show. Please Tell everybody on your staff we were glad to borrow a few minutes from you today, and thank you so much, Dr. Lay, for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity to speak with you and a patient.
Our pleasure. We've been talking about the advances and options in gallbladder surgery with Dr. Lay. To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.